let's call on the name of the Lord three times. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Saints, praise the Lord that we can be here. It's all together the Lord's mercy. I hope that this afternoon you can stand with me. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we are coming to the general subject of this conference, which is related to the crucial points of the truth in the book of 2 Corinthians. We are here to see the crucial points. I hope that this afternoon the Lord can impress us more.
Amen.
Concerning the crucial points.
Amen.
In the book of 2 Corinthians.
Amen.
I don't know how much you enjoy the first message. All that we need to do is to turn our heart to the Lord.
Amen.
Then the veil is taken away. Turning our heart sometimes seems to be quite difficult. But when you go along with it, you realize that, if I don't turn, there is no way out. The only way for us to come out of our situation or environment is to come to the Lord. You know, I was in Paris, Versailles, last week for the gospel trip. Versailles in Paris is very, very famous with the palace, the king palace, the king's dwelling place. But last week, I say, Lord, you are the Lord of glory. You are the King of kings.
Amen.
He's the king, and we are the kingdom people.
Amen.
But I say, Lord, Versailles cannot be just the royal abode of King Louis. But then I found out that in Latin, Versailles means turning over and over again. It's like plowing. If you want to sow the seed, the earth needs to be plowed by turning it over and over and over again, so that there is a way for the seed that has been sown into the ground to grow. If not, there is no way. So it's the same thing that this morning to see 2 Corinthians 3:18. I just want to read to you again from verse 16 onward. But whenever, right now, whenever their hearts turn to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Vanish. When we turn, the light just come in and shine. Then it says, the Lord is the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Verse 18. But we all, it's not just one person. This afternoon, we all,
amen,
we should declare to the enemy, we all, right now, with an unveiled face. What do we do here? Beholding, gazing, looking at the Lord intensely in our spirit. And then we reflect. This is the image. Like a mirror, the glory of the Lord. Amen. I just want to touch a little bit. Christ is the image of God. Amen. And here, when we reflect, we are full of the glory of God. Amen. Then he says, are being transformed into the same image. What image is that? Christ's image. Not your image or my image, but Christ. Amen. The very expression of God. Amen. From glory to glory. Amen. Our destiny is unto glory. Sometimes we say, I don't think so. But in our spirit, we have the boldness to tell the Lord and the enemy that I'm on my way to glory. Amen. Even as from the Lord's Spirit. Amen. Isn't it wonderful? I enjoy that speaking. I say, Lord, you have to turn me all the time. Whenever I come to you. Well, saints, we come to the second message. We see two crucial points. Christ as the image of God. And then Christ as the treasure. I don't know how many treasure in the King Palace nowadays, but I have not been in there. Somebody asked me, he said, Brother Tang, do you think that the golden paint on top is made of gold? I said, I don't think so. Maybe. But today we have the golden nature of God within us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, this verse is showing us that we all need to be constituted with Christ. Amen. In his element, essence, in life, in nature, everything. So that we can be his ministers, the ministers of the new covenant. Amen. But I tell you, Paul have become that ministers, but he has his ministry. The ministers and the ministry are one. Amen. Chapter 3, verse 18 show us that we need to be constituted with Christ to be the minister of Christ in the new covenant ministry. What a ministry we have. This is the only unique ministry. The ministry of God's New Testament economy. And today we are here to minister this very Christ that has been constituted into us, to others as life, as their life supply for the building up of the body of Christ, as the bride of Christ, as the kingdom of God, and then as the new Jerusalem. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord wants, to make us the same as he is in life and in nature. I enjoy this matter of the ministry, the new covenant ministry. The new covenant ministry have two aspects. One is the ministry of the Spirit, that is of life. He wants to work himself into us as the life-giving Spirit, to be our life and to be our life supply. And also, the second aspect is the aspect of the ministry of righteousness. Is that this is what we are being constituted with, and then now we basically live out this Christ from within us. Praise the Lord for the ministry of the Spirit and righteousness. So this righteousness is Christ live out from us, from within us, to be the very expression of God. We will touch on this matter concerning Christ as the image of God for God's expression in glory. All the ministers, if we are the ministers, according to 3:18, all the ministers of the new covenant become one with their ministry. That is the ministry of the Spirit and of His righteousness. So this means that the ministers are the ministry. So there is no different. The ministers are the ministries. Their ministry is what they are. Not merely what they do or the work they accomplish. The very being of the new covenant ministers is their ministry. I really enjoy this. Therefore, we may speak of the ministers and the ministry becoming one. Paul knew that he probably, people asked for evidential proof. I'm a lawyer as a background training. No longer. That's way long gone. But the Lord is merciful to each one of us. Amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. In the life study of 2 Corinthians chapter 30. Brother said, in the initial stage, the stage of the ministry of the Spirit, the ministry of the new covenant is in glory. When we are in the Spirit, we are in glory.
Amen.
But when this ministry becomes the ministry of righteousness, the ministry abounds in glory. When you live out this Christ that is within you, other people can sense it and realize it. And that ministry of righteousness is abounding in glory.
Amen.
Whenever the ministry of the Spirit is lived out in us with the expression of righteousness, the ministry abounds in glory. I just want to prove it to you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 is a proof that the ministers in 3:18 constituted with Christ and the ministry are actually becoming one. And Paul used 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 1. I want to read that to you again. Therefore, having this ministry, as we have been shown mercy, we do not lose heart. Then chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this age has blinded the thoughts of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, might not shine on them.
When we turn our heart to the Lord actually, as the great light, shine into our being. And that light actually enlightened our inward being. And that actually become the gospel of the glory of Christ, which is Christ as the image of God.
Well, I would read the outline right now. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 to 7, Roman numeral 1. 2 Corinthians 4, 1 to 7 shows that we may experience and enjoy Christ as the image of God and the treasure. Man was made according to God's image.
as in Genesis 1:26. God said, let us make man in our image and according to our likeness. That shows that we are just like the glove. We are made according to God's image, but there is no content in that glove. But today, God wants to come into us. Amen. So that he can be our content. So that we can receive God into us as life, as the eternal life, to be our life. That is what God's purpose is. He wants man to express God. Amen. Expressions related to who you are. If you don't have the content, everything is empty. People cannot touch anything that is related to eternal life. But God has mercy on us that he show us that we can have the life, can receive the life of God into our being. The image of God refers to Christ as our outward expression, whereas the treasure refers to Christ as our inward content. You know, we all have the image of God. Yeah, man was created with God's image. That means that you express in your human virtues all the attributes of who God is. His love, his light, his holiness, his righteousness. His power, his life, his light, his everything. And these are the, and even glory, which is one of the attributes of God, of who God is. But today, when we receive God into us, this Christ is the image of God. And he's our very outward expression. But we have a treasure in our earthen vessel. And this treasure is Christ himself as our content. So we have the outward expression of the image, but the reality of it is the inward treasure, the priceless treasure in our worthless earthen vessel. That's why it's God's mercy that today we have this treasure within us. Amen. And then he says that this treasure is for us to enjoy. Amen. It's for us to experience. We should bear Christ as the image of God without. We should have Christ as the treasure within. We need to enter into the rich and full enjoyment of Christ. We all know that all-inclusive good land typifies Christ as the all-inclusive life-giving spirit for us to enjoy and experience, right? But we need to enter into that realm. That is the spiritual realm. That is the realm of Christ as the all-inclusive good land. The life-giving spirit for us to enjoy and partake. I just enjoy that today we need to enter into this divine and mystical realm. The realm of the kingdom. The realm that is in Christ himself as our supply, as grace to us for our enjoyment. Let's read the Roman numeral 2 together. The illumination of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You know, illumination means enlightenment. We do need the enlightened God to enlighten us in our inward being through the Spirit. The light will shine in us to cause us to know the glory of the gospel of Christ. Here it says that the gospel of Christ is the gospel of his glory that illuminate and shine forth. Here we need to see that he's always, all the time, he wants to shine himself into you, into me, into all of us. Eventually, you will be saturated with him as light. And this light is actually Christ as the image of God. And eventually, you will shine him out upon others. God is invisible. We have not seen God at all. Nobody here physically have seen God. But Christ, the Son of God's love, who is the effulgence of God's glory and the impress of his substance, is his image expressing what he is. The more we allow the Lord to shine himself into us, the more the content will be constituted into our being. We will become love, light, holiness, and righteousness. And this is the divine attributes being expressed in our human virtues. But we need to allow the Lord to come into us to shine. I want to put this burden, I want to put this word into your heart. Shine. Just now when I was sitting next to Brother Ray, you know, this room, you look around, it's all dark. You don't feel the darkness right now because of the light. If they turn the light off, you and me probably wouldn't be able to see each other. When light is not present, God disappeared. Because God himself is the great light. Amen. Out of darkness, light shall shine. Sometime, not just sometime, a lot of the time, we probably live in darkness. How many times do we allow the Lord to come into our heart and shine? That's why the key is to turn our heart to the Lord. May the Lord have mercy on us, that we will experience the great light to shine into our heart, that we can shine him out. We can shine out Christ as the image of God, the very expression of God, who is the gospel of the glory of God, that we will know this glory subjectively, that we can shine him out into others. This is what Paul says. This is his ministry. That means that Paul himself, as a minister, is just filled with light. In him, there is no darkness. When we are in our spirit, there is no darkness at all. Amen. There is only light, there is only Christ. Amen. May the Lord give us this kind of experience. You know, I have been to the gospel trip because of being asked to serve in France for the Lord's move. Every day, every gospel trip. First of all, you have to deal with the saints on the team. And then you have to deal with the saints, the local saints, who are joining the gospel team for the gospel. Then you have to take care of that, and then you have also, you need to go out for the gospel. I told the Lord, this is the hardest job. Without the Lord, I can't survive even for 1 minute. It's so good that just now the brothers encourage us, exercise our spirit. If you don't exercise, how are you going to go out there and tell people that God created man with three parts? Amen. Spirit, soul, and body. Amen. And do you know that you have a human spirit? If you don't exercise your spirit, how can the spirit be real to someone else who is not even knowing that there is a human spirit in him? We need to exercise our spirit. Amen. It's not how loud you shout. It's a matter of us inwardly connecting to the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for our human spirit. Amen. That we can touch God. We can receive God, we can contain God, and lastly, we can express God. Amen. The invisible God can be seen through us because we express the very Christ who is the image of God. Amen. And when they see this, how can you turn away from light? Because light comes, there is no way for you to remain in darkness. In France, we go there not doing a work. We go there to shine. Christ, the Son of God's love, is the effulgence of the glory of God and the impress of his substance. This is the content, and which is his image, expressing what he is. Praise the Lord for the effulgence. Effulgence is a ray of light that shine. No wonder darkness cannot remain when the light shines, like this one. I was thinking, even on the first message, Lord, if I'm here without the light, oh my goodness, even the ceiling is dark. The podium is dark. The whole, look at the wall. I don't want to be in this realm of darkness. I want to be in the realm of light. The image of God in Colossians 1:15 refers to the expression of God and the fullness of God. That is Christ himself. All that you need to do is to allow the Lord to keep shining on you. Amen. Keep working himself into you. Amen. You need to open yourself to the Lord. Amen. All the time. Amen. And we say, Lord, we open ourselves to you. And he will say, here I come as the great light. Amen. Then you will shine in out. May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. The invisible God has a visible image, and the image is Christ. Outside people see you, they see the very Christ in you. You know, the ministry of spirit and life. People can realize, can sense that you have something in you that cannot be explained. It's just something that you have it and I don't have it. You know, yesterday we were on an Uber. A young man, 30 years old, from Moldova. And we just touched this matter of God. So we preach the gospel to him. And he said, I am an Orthodox church, part of the Orthodox church. I say, whether you are Orthodox or Catholic, we still need God. Amen. And he said, I have a friend, a lady, very religious person, but I don't see anything that is of God in her living. Even for him, he can see that from this, whether he's a believer or unbeliever, I'm sure probably he's a believer, she is a believer, but yet this young man can sense that in her, she can be religious, but there is nothing in her that expresses God. Because he said, she still lived the way that she's doing, but not according to the standard of God. And that really exposed me to show us today where we are. Amen. We actually, not just by the word, but the Christ within us will actually confirm the shining upon them to see that, wow, there is something in you. Actually, we know it's the Christ who is the image of God. Amen. That being expressed in glory. John 1:18 says, no one has ever seen God, the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father. He has declared him. Only the Son has seen him. We have not seen God physically or visibly. But the Lord showed himself to us, make himself real to us. Because we have Christ as the image of God shining out from within us. Although God is invisible, he is expressed by a living person. That is Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The God who is invisible become visible through you and in you by shining out from you. And then they realize that this is what I want. God's shining in our hearts results in the illumination of knowing the glory of God in the face of Christ. That is in the enlightenment that causes us to know the glory of the gospel of Christ. The image of Christ as the image of God is the glory of the gospel of Christ. The illumination, the enlightenment that makes the glory of Christ, gospel known to us, issue from the shining of God in our hearts. We will cover this again on the second Roman numeral, on the third Roman numeral. May the Lord have mercy on us. Third Roman numeral, we have this treasure in earthen vessel. Before I go to that Roman numeral, I just want to impress you. In verse 4, it says, in whom the God of this age has blinded the thought of the unbelievers, that the illumination of the gospel of the glory of God, who is the image of God, might not the word shine on them. So how much do we still need this illumination of the glory of God to shine upon us? Praise the Lord, we have the illumination of the gospel, and then we have the glory. We have Christ, and then we have the image and is of God. It's a marvelous point here for us to see. May the Lord have mercy on us. But let's go to Roman number 3. We have this treasure in earthen vessel. You know, in verse 7 of this 2 Corinthians 4:7, but we have this treasure in earthen vessel, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not out of us. So praise the Lord, there is a treasure in us, right? We are the, I like the ministry, say this treasure is excellent. This treasure is priceless. You know, a lot of the time when we know that there is something really valuable, you want to get it. But what about Christ as the unique treasure for us to possess? I think it's priceless. You know, I saw the newspaper today or yesterday. Someone found a huge diamond. And they used the word, this is a priceless diamond. And in my heart, I say, Lord, they still don't know that there is a priceless treasure in my being. And that treasure is Christ himself. Amen. We need to be impressed more and more that the fact that we are, you know, Brother Lee used the term worthless. We are the worthless earthen vessel. But yet within us, there is a priceless treasure. We should buy, pay the price and buy this treasure, allowing the Lord to work himself more into us, to make us the same as he is. Isn't it? In life, nature, appearance, function, everything is just the same as Christ. Christ as the life-giving spirit in us is the one who shines and works. This is the treasure we have in us. The treasure is doing nothing besides just keep on shining in your heart. I realize, Lord, may we allow you to shine more into us day by day, moment by moment. In the ministry, I just appreciate that today we have the ministry. It says that we don't look at the outward environment, but we look inward into the very treasure that is within our heart. And that is to allow the Lord to shine. You know, after I came back from France Tuesday, I was so tired. And I say, Lord, keep me in my spirit. If I'm not in my spirit, there will be no shining. The only way to go on with the Lord, to give you the strength and the joy of the Lord is your strength. And that is to turn to the Lord and to be under his shining. Amen. God's shining in our hearts brings into us a treasure. The Christ of glory, who is the embodiment of God, to be our life and our everything. He wants to be your life and he wants to be your everything. I want to read this to you. God shining in our hearts brings into us a treasure. The Christ of glory, who is the embodiment of God, to be our life and our everything. But we who contain this treasure are earthen vessel. Always realizing that we are earthen vessel. Worthless and fragile. A priceless treasure is contained in a worthless vessel. I love to put that on as a quote. A priceless, priceless treasure is contained in the worthless vessels. But I tell you, this word, this one, will make you jump out. He said, this has made the worthless vessel ministers. You should say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
A worthless vessel. Within him, there is a priceless treasure. And then this treasure, right, will make him ministers of the new covenant with a priceless ministry. Did you see that the ministers in chapter 3 is actually joined to the ministry in chapter 4? That the two, the ministers and the ministry, are becoming one. That shows that we cannot separate it. The very being of the minister is his ministry. That means that his entire being is immersed in the great light, in the treasure. And when he ministers this Christ, who is the image of God, who is the treasure within us as the worthless earthen vessel. I was so happy realizing that I'm just a worthless vessel. But yet I say, enemy, inside me, I have a treasure. Amen. The more I come to touch him, the more I come to receive him as life, the more I come to know him as the God of glory, the more I allow the glory of God to shine, to penetrate, to illuminate, my whole being will be filled with the impress of God's substance.
Amen.
The very substance of God, which is the very attributes of God being worked into me. And now I become ministers of this treasure. This, nothing to boast. It says that this has been accomplished by the divine power in resurrection. The excellency of the power is surely of God and not out of us.
Amen.
No, it's all out of God. You know, in this chapter, I really appreciate what Brother Lee gave us, metaphors, something to describe this matter of earthen vessel to contain the Christ of glory as the excellent treasure. Do you know that today we are cameras? We are today's, everybody like iPhone or whatever. You take a picture. Did you ever realize that when you use that camera, the app, when you touch it, the lens opens, the light comes in, then there is the image. We took a picture this morning while having breakfast. Everybody say after that, when we look at the picture, wow, it's a good picture. It's a good picture because you have a good camera.
Amen.
If you use the old 20 years old Nokia, it doesn't work. There's not even an app on it. But today, we are cameras. I want to impress you. We are today's camera. Doing what? Taking pictures. Nothing. That is our job. You just take picture. Let the light come in. Open your lens. Make sure the lens is open. Because if the lens is shut, there is no picture but just that color. Darkness. These vessels are like today's camera into which Christ, the figure, enters through the flash of God's shining. I hope by the time we finish this meeting, when we walk out this room, we will feel that we are under God's shining. Amen. We will tell the enemy, right now, God is shining in my heart. Amen. The next one. Oh, I love this one. This Roman numeral is really the burden. D, it says, this treasure, the indwelling Christ in us, the earthen vessel, is the divine source of the supply for Christian life. The treasure in us is the source of our supply. So what should we do? The whole epistle of Paul is talking about open vessel. Hey, I think this week, UK and Ireland, I love that. We all are on the same page. We do the double up, right, Dennis? And then now, I think it's week 6, morning revival, talking about open vessel. Oh, I just, when I read it, I just felt like, oh, reading again and again is good. Open vessel means what? We love who he is, not what we do. Sometimes I forgot I go to France preaching the gospel. I love what I do. But if you don't love the Lord first, the works means nothing to the Lord. Revelation 2 say we need to have the first love. First, then you have the work. Love the Lord, open our heart to him, to allow him to shine within us. And then we just leave him out. Whatever you are doing in your office, you just, for to me to live is Christ. You don't have to struggle how to live Christ. No, just spontaneously. That Christ is your living. I like to read this to you. What the Lord wants is that we love him. We keep ourselves open. Do not do anything. Let him in. So easy. But sometimes we make it really difficult because we don't want to let him in by turning to him and allowing him to shine. If you love the church but do not open yourself up absolutely, you will still love to do something for the Lord. All of us here, we love the church. But if we don't love the Lord, everything is just an outward doing, activities. The proper situation is that I do not need to do anything, yet I need to love the Lord to the uttermost. Keeping myself wide open all the time to him. This is what is fully revealed in the New Testament. If you take this as a key and read once again the epistle written by Paul, you will see that this is the genuine substance in his epistle. Then what about us? Initially, when we talk about experience and enjoy Christ as the image of God and the treasure. I love Brother Lee. Just give us the experience. We don't have to struggle. We just take his experience as our experience. He said, when you enter into the experience of my fellowship, you will kneel down and worship the Lord. You will say, Lord, now I know I must love you. Amen. I must serve you to the uttermost. Amen. I must have an open heart with an open being to you. Oh, Lord, by your mercy and your speaking, you do not want me to do anything. Lord, I am here. Amen. I'm just glad that this weekend we can be just here. The driver this morning asked us, what are we doing here? I said, I don't know. Inside, I said, I can't tell you. I don't know what to say. I'm just here. This is wonderful. This is what the Lord wants today. The Lord's testimony is just here at this point. A vessel can only contain something, and the lampstand can only keep itself open for the refilling of the oil. I was thinking when I read it, I said, Lord, a lampstand do nothing. All that he needs to do is just have the refilling of the Spirit, oil, and then start burning and shine. So it just opened itself to receive the oil and to shine. Saints, I want to impress you. We are here shining out God's glory to one another. It receives the filling oil, and then it expresses something, it shines. So at the end, he said, a genuine Christian life is one that loves the Lord, keep himself open to the Lord, and stop his doing. Then the Lord come in, and the Lord does everything. And this vessel just contains the Lord and enjoy the Lord's filling up, and enjoys the Lord's doing. This is the proper, genuine Christian life. Every morning, we just say, Lord Jesus, to allow the Lord to come in and fill up with oil. So thank the Lord for the divine source of the supply for our Christian life. Okay, the expression, this treasure in 2 Corinthians 7 refers to verse 6, where Paul speaks of the face of Jesus Christ. All the ministers of the New Covenant ministry every day have to come to see the face of Jesus Christ. In the beginning, when the fellowship say, go to France, I told the brothers, the co-worker said, go to France to be a seasonal worker. Have you heard about a seasonal worker? I never heard of it. I came out from the meeting, and I knew, Lord, what is seasonal worker? I tell you, the Lord sometimes can use the members of the body to help us, that he can shine on you. I was walking with that brothers to the training meeting in the afternoon, and I turned, and I say, hey, Travis, when somebody asks you to be a seasonal worker, what do you mean by that? He said, Brother Tong, you don't know what is seasonal worker? You better go to Mexico. I said, oh. He said, sometime when we need you to do a job without you to be a permanent employee, we just pay you as a contractor. You do the job, you finish the job, you get your pay. That's it. I said, that sounds like a good deal. But don't you think that we need the Lord to shine, to speak to us? I just felt like the Lord is shining to us all the time. I share quite a bit with the saints in Paris and also during the gospel trip. To go to serve the Lord. You know, the first time when I took my flight from Marseille to Marseille, at that moment, the light just shined. The Lord said, this time, inside, this time, no return. And I said, what? No return. And inside, I don't know why. I'm the first one on the in the plane, you know, on the plane. And when the light shine and touch you, and I just drop my tears. Sometimes I did ask, Lord, you might make probably you make a mistake. I'm just a worthless vessel. But yet the Lord say, I have mercy on you. And Isaiah 6:8 just shined on me. Who do I send? I'm here. Send me. And the Lord say, not because that you go by yourself, but because I have sent you. And that is the light that shines on each one of us. Every day we should have a divine transaction with the Lord. Amen. In whatever we are doing. Amen. The Lord is in us as the indwelling one. And he is guiding us into all the reality. Amen. Whether we are there or not, he will say that I'm the one who is going to guide you into all the reality of who God is. Amen. May we see the face of the Lord Jesus every day. Amen. Really, I mean it, every day. You know, sometimes I look at myself and Brother Ray. Besides, he's traveling a lot, and I travel a lot right now, but then we see each other. Sometimes we fellowship. Many times, I say, whether he agreed with me or not, I just look at this part of the eye. When the eye is not looking at me, you know the index is not good. It's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just that is the face is the person, right? And you want to, husband and wife is the best example. Whether you, sometimes you say something and then you want to look at your wife's face. I think all of us who are married, brother, we always love to say something unintentionally. Not intentionally, we just unintentionally, we said something and then we inside, we realize, uh-oh. And then we look at her eye. And you know you are in trouble. Amen. And sometime when I saw that, I tried to argue my way all the way so that I win the case. That is the lawyer kind of background. My wife is a medical doctor. And she said that you always kill people. And I come and resurrect or heal people. Hallelujah. I said, I'm of law, you are of grace. But yet, in actual fact, it's not the index of your wife's eye. It's the index of Christ's face, this part of the eye. When the Lord agreed with you, that joy in your being is unspeakable and full of glory. Tremendous. Love it. Treasure. What a blessing. One, the shining of God in our hearts is to illuminate. Remember? Illuminate is to enlighten us, to see something, that we may know the glory of God in Christ's face. Glory is God expressed in splendor. And you know whether God is happy with you or he is not. No. There's no one telling you what to do. But the real boss is in our spirit. The glory of God manifested in the face of Jesus Christ is the God of glory expressed through Jesus Christ. To know him is to know the God of glory. Good to know the God of glory, saints. Literally, the Greek word face in 2 Corinthians 4:6 is the same word translated person. Which refers to the part around the eyes, the look as the index of the inward thoughts and feeling, which shows forth and manifests the whole person. I want to read this portion to you. The face of Jesus Christ is in comparison with the face of Moses. The glory of the gospel in the face of Jesus Christ is much more superior to the face of Moses. Because that is the glory of the Lord in the face of Moses. So the formal shine in the face of one through whom grace and reality came, issuing in righteousness and the Spirit that is life. I want to repeat, we have the ministry of the Spirit, which is life, and then we have the ministry of righteousness as our live out righteousness. The latter, shown in the face of one through whom the law was given, resulting in condemnation and death. The shining of God in our heart is to illuminate us that we may know not the glory on Moses' face, but the glory in Christ's face. Yes. It is to enlighten us that we may know not the law of Moses of the old covenant, but the gospel of Christ of the new covenant. The glory of God manifested in the face of Jesus Christ is the God of glory. Amen. Expressed through Jesus Christ. And it is Jesus Christ who is the effulgence of the glory of God. Amen. To know him is to know the God of glory. Amen. This is not an objective knowing. This is the subjective knowing. By looking at the face of Jesus Christ, and we know that kind of encountering, whether we have met him, whether we have seen his face. When we see his face, we have his person. But if we turn to right or wrong in the Old Testament, Old Covenant, we will miss the person. You might do it in a wrong way, but the person is still there. This indicates that unless we have the index of Christ's face, he cannot be a treasure to us in reality. The index of the Lord's eye equals to the treasure to us. That is the face of Christ's face in reality. We will not sense. Okay, this part, sense. Oh, I love this part. We will not sense that we have a treasure within us until we see the face of Jesus Christ. Amen. This matter of sense is not a matter of seeing straight, physically. It's a matter of realization. It's the matter of sense in your being. Why I said that, this portion it says, God's shining in our hearts bring us into a treasure, the Christ of glory, who is the embodiment of God to be our life and everything. Now he says, the treasure, the indwelling Christ in us, the earthen vessel, is the divine source of the supply for Christian life. Okay? I'd like to read this, finish it. It is by the excellent power of this treasure that the apostle, as minister of the new covenant, are able to live a crucified life so that the resurrection life of Christ may be manifested. How can we live a crucified life? We can live a crucified life because the reality of crucifixion of our natural life is in the spirit. And it's in us. When we turn to look at the face of Christ, of Christ's face, spontaneously, it just rises up in you and terminate your natural life. Amen. And out of that, there is the resurrection power for you to live this kind of life. Amen. We can't make it by ourselves, but we learned to be one spirit with the Lord. Amen. The new covenant ministers with their ministry are earthen vessels containing a marvelous, I like that term as well, priceless, marvelous, excellent treasure. Their ministry is altogether something in the spirit, something that is real and living. It is something we can sense. I want to bring to this point, because as we said, we will not sense that we have treasure within us until we see the face of Jesus Christ. And here he says that in the spirit, there is always something real and living. It is something we can sense, enjoy, realize, and experience. This is what the Lord's desire in his recovery today. This is the New Testament testimony, and it is what God wants among us. We must be in the recovery of this ministry. We must live this kind of life and be in a church that has this ministry. Praise the Lord, we are in the church that have this ministry. Amen. If without this ministry, I don't know where our destiny will be. Stay in the church by remaining under this ministry. Amen. And this ministry is the New Testament ministry of God's new covenant, which is the ministry of the Spirit and of righteousness. Furthermore, we must minister this to others, not mainly by what we do, but primarily by what we are. God cares for what is in your being. Amen. We care for outward doing. But he said, I don't want you to do anything. Amen. I want you in your inner being to be filled and saturated by me. Then spontaneously, ministry will flow out from you under this one unique New Testament ministry. That's why I said in the beginning, the ministers and the ministry are one. You cannot separate the ministers with the ministry. Without the constitution of Christ as being ministers, we cannot participate in the ministry of the new covenant. We must minister this to others, not mainly by what we do, but primarily by what we are and by the way we live. This is the ministers with their ministry of the new covenant. Truly, the ministers and the ministry are one. I hope you see the metaphor that is being used in this chapter. Paul used this to prove to the Corinthians that today you need to be ministered by turning your heart to the Lord every moment. Amen. Under his shining. Amen. More of his element and accents, life, nature being worked into each one of us. Amen. So that our constitution will be just Christ. Amen. But not us in a natural way. Amen. May the Lord gain us for that. Amen. That we will be person having Christ as the image of God. And thank the Lord that we are the minister of a worthless earthen vessel who can fulfill his ministry, his New Testament ministry on the earth today. I just want to be like Paul. When Paul shared this to the Corinthians, when Brother Ray is in the first message talking about so many problems, all kind of ugly things, Paul came in and basically give them a strong word. But he said, the solution to our problem is really the crucified one. Then in the 2 Corinthians, you see that he is like an exalting father, gently want to comfort you and say, look, we are all the same. When we are not under the light shining, when we don't turn to the Lord, we can do the same thing as you did. He did not say, now I judge you, I condemn you to death. No, he's not the ministry of the old covenant. He's the ministry of the new covenant, which is of the spirit and of righteousness. And they say, just gain Christ. Day by day, look into the index of his eye. Let him shine on you. Then you will have the image of God so that you can shine in out. And people touch you. They touch glory. Amen. That's why I love what Paul said. The ministry of the Spirit, which is of life, is in glory. That is in verse 3:8. But then he said the ministry of righteousness is abounds in glory. That means that glory is even getting bigger. I love that. I say, Lord, thank you. I'm not alone here. Together, we can make it. You know, we all can make mistakes. If the saints make mistakes, don't use a judging eye. I tell you what, I didn't make a mistake. I didn't, myself, I make a mistake. I was in Geneva. I gave out the Bible. And then, you know, we have orientation. We tell people, look, have a discernment whether this one is homeless or not. If he's homeless or drunkard, don't approach them, okay? Don't bring them to the saints' home, right? And then this old, maybe about 40, 50 years old, he came out from the station, and he looked at us and see what are we actually are doing. Then he walked to me, and then I saw the trolley with a blanket. I thought, this guy, homeless, with my natural judging eye, you are homeless. You know, he came over to me. He said, I am from Romania, I think. He said, I'm from Romania. I also have some Bible in my bag. Sometimes I give it to other people. He said, I really treasure you all here giving out the recovery version. When he said that, inside, I don't know, say how many times sorry to the Lord. Because I told the saints, don't approach this kind of person. And yet, with my natural eye, I judge him as a homeless. And I felt so inside, the face of the Lord is not happy. And I repent. I said, Lord, sorry. You know what did he do to me? He came to me and he gave me a hug. Oh, and the brother stood next to me because I told him he could be a homeless. And then he quickly come to me, said, are you okay, Brother Tom? I said, I make a mistake. I said, he actually wanted to give me a hug. And when I hugged him, I felt like I'm hugging a brother in the Lord. Don't judge. Never, ever condemn others. Always have a realization that Christ, as the image of God, as the treasure is in all of us. Amen. The minute sometimes we step out the line and the Lord say, come back, we just come back. But in your eye, you will still think that I'm here. But the Lord already bring me back here. So we just have to come back to the Lord and say, Lord, thank you. Why not just minister Christ as life and everything to one another for the goal of building up the church as his body? I tell you, it's good to have to be in the body of Christ. A sister who is in the, I just one minute. A sister who is with me, with us in the gospel trip, she hurt her wrist. Broke her wrist, I think. She broke her wrist. And sometimes she's in our gospel team quite a few times. And the last time she was holding something and just do this, you know, some soft thing. And I was thinking, the problem is there. Why you do it here? Then he said, she said, doing this strengthened this part. So the exercise is on the healthy part, not on the part that suffer injury. So when the other members suffer injury, you should help because you are the closest. Yes. Just do the exercise. Amen. And say, I love you. Amen. No worries. The Lord will forgive us. Let's just keep on running the race. Amen. May the Lord have mercy on all of us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. The ministers and the ministry are one. Amen. May the Lord bless all of us this weekend. Amen. When we go back home tomorrow, we will tell the enemy, I'm loaded, not with material things, but I'm loaded with Christ. And that Christ is for his ministry. Amen. And we will be present in his heart. Amen. May the Lord have his way to gain us. Amen. Let us express him in glory. Amen. And also treasure what is in our heart. Amen. May the Lord bless us. Amen. Let's pray two by two. Amen. And then the brothers will give us the instruction as what we can do. Amen.
Thank you for your speaking.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Indeed, we treasure you.
Amen.
You are the treasure.
Amen.
Within all of us.
Amen.
Lord, continue to increase this treasure in us.
Amen.
As we open to you.
Amen.
There's more of your dispenser.
Amen.
Oh, this image.
Amen.
Infused into our being.
Amen.
Even wrought into our being.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
We love you, Lord.
We love you.
Amen.
Lord, we love you.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
We are nothing, but you are everything to us.
Amen.
Bless all the brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
Bring us on, Lord.
Right.
Gain more of you.
That's right, Lord.
For your purpose.
Amen.
To be fulfilled.
Amen.
That you have your way to consummate this age.
Amen.
We love you, Lord.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Right.